Hi everyone, it's Michelle Townsend here, and today we're going to be talking about love. I've done a blog on this, and so I thought I might just read it out to you. And you can go on to www.pushyourlimitsukcoaching to find out so much more, and you can download my stress-free ebook from there as well. So let's go for it. So, finding love, internet dating. Now, most of you will know that I am a coach. I coach people with all kinds of backgrounds and all kinds of goals and that. And one of them could well be, and people can use coaches, relationship coaches, to find their perfect partner. So as a coach, I can help people feel more confidence in themselves and go out on a date feeling that they are more in control. There's nothing worse than going on a date and not feeling confident, and so you're lacking confidence, and so you don't have much self-esteem, and you have your self-doubts and stuff like that. So today we are going to talk about internet dating. Where do you do your dating, and does dating work? Does internet dating work? Well, it did for me. About 9-10 years ago, I found myself doing internet dating. Actually, in 2002 I started, and my first kind of a relationship was in 2003. And and you do find some really nice people, and normal dating you find not so nice people, because you don't really have that connection and that. So does it work? Yes, it can work. So today we are going to explore it in more detail and look at the pros and cons about internet dating. Of course, people are sometimes not sure about internet dating due to hearing that people experience. Have you heard a bad experience? How many of you have heard a good experience? Or how many of you who've a couple that have got married now and got kids? There's probably a few of you, and there's probably a few of you who've actually heard some really terrifying stories and that. So that goes on nicely to kind of safely. Could you go out on my blog? I'm not going to read it out word by word, but it says you could go out on a night out whereby you may meet someone, you may not meet someone, you may meet someone, they could be nice, they could not be so nice. You may put yourself in the dangerous situation if you go in clubbing, that kind of thing. But many people do, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. My point here is that with any kind of meeting new people for the first time, we have to use our common sense. And that's what I would say to people, is that you need to use your common sense when dating online or offline. But there's lots of people who do enjoy meeting people online. Now, why would you date someone from online? Why would you join a dating agency online? There's many reasons. It could well be that you find talking to people out in the pub or somewhere quite difficult. It could well be that you are quite busy. It could be that you have a family commitments and so can't go out and that. It could be a lot of reasons. So let's have a look at this dating in a little bit more detail. So where do you find you go dating? Let's face it, there is so much like a choice out there when it comes to the dating game. And I think like dating is a bit like poker. Yeah, what's it? Sometimes you will be dealt really good cards. Yeah, But then you have to wait and see what the flop is like. Yeah, to actually see whether you are going to say win or not. And so you do take a chance, and that's a little bit like dating sometimes. You have to take a chance. So online dating as well as offline dating is what I would say, like poker, you know. And it depends on your kind of like style of play, whether you are passive or aggressive, or you know, what is it, you kind of play the game and that. So let's go and see where maybe you can go and find this internet dating. Now there are some free dating sites out there. I'm not going to name them because I would be here all night. But let's have a look at the pros and cons of a free dating, like a first online. Okay, the pros: it's free, and you can do like normal like stuff, like sending messages and viewing profiles. Now, what are the cons? No, what is not so good? There's a lot of fake accounts, like on the kind of like free sites. You get people just wanting like certain things and that. It may not be for those people who are looking for like a serious relationship. On the other hand, no, it could be perfectly fine. In my experience, I found the free dating sites to be a little bit kind of annoying sometimes, because even though it was free, you would get a lot of adverts like come up because the sites use like as adverts to pay for their sites and stuff. Yeah, but you would also get a lot of like fake people go on there, or people who just wanted like one thing. And if you are into that kind of thing, then it would have been absolutely fine. But for people who want to go out dating, and maybe form like a relationship in the long term, the free dating sites wasn't for me. So can you find love? You know, and I do think it's totally kind of up to you. Now, what about being paid like sites? Now, there's one which I went on, and it's fairly popular, Match.com, and like you do have to pay, and it's quite expensive, but you do find the quality of people are much more better. So I mean, what's important when you go on like the dating sites is setting up a really good like profile of yourself. Okay, so it's important to have like a really good like catchy like title. Yeah, so what can you put on your title to like make it like a stand out and tell people something about you in like say 3 to 4 to 5 words? Then you got to fill out kind of like your hobbies and your interests, you know, and stuff like that. And they will have, you know, like tick boxes, you know, what do you look like and stuff. And also make sure that you put on a really like a good picture of yourself. Make sure it's a recent picture as well, you know, not from like 10 years ago, so you're still looking young. And then when you finally go on a date and that, and the person is like looking for someone, i.e. you, but you are like 10 years older and they may not recognize you. So make sure that you put a recent like picture of yourself. Make sure you're smiling and you're quite smart. So the golden rule when writing your profile is don't lie. Yeah, It does make you look bad and a bit silly, and and it's also time wasting as well. So there's lots of different sites out there basically, and like I said, you can Google most of them. You also need to think about what you are also looking for. So what I would say to anyone is, one, to write down in the first place what you are looking for. Yeah. So it could be that you are looking for someone specific. It could mean that you're looking for someone who's already sporty and like a fit. They like, good food. They like going to museums. There's something that you will have something in common with. So remember, when you go on your date, and we have an actual, my next blog will be about what's actually going on the date and stuff. But I mean, it's important when you are in communication with each other that you do actually communicate, say, well, but also, be truthful. As I said, there's nothing worse than emailing someone and then you find out that they've been telling like porkies and that, and there's a lot of that going on. Just to say that even though I think online dating is absolutely superb, because I met my husband on match.com and that in 2009, I do think that sometimes you need to go through a lot of fogs to actually get your prints and that. And so don't be disappointed if you don't get your prints like straight away. So it's Valentine's coming up. Have you got yourself a date? No, and that. And I'm going to be doing another live broadcast and hopefully sometime near Valentine's Day, but I'm also going to be writing something on my blog, pushyourlimits at ukcoaching.com. So anyway, folks, take care, and I will speak to you very soon. And thank you for listening, and bye for now.